Happy Sunday, everybody. It is 8:07 p.m. It is Sunday, April 24th, 2022. And I'm on here because I wanted to talk about this. Like, if I can't talk about my dreams on here, then, like, this is my diary. I should not feel shame, and I almost feel shame. Or not shame, but, like, I don't know. I don't know, silly. And I shouldn't feel silly about my dreams, because they're my dreams, even if I'm 40, almost 46. Like, you're never too old to make your dreams come true, and you're the only one in the way of your dreams, and I'm always in the way of my dreams. And that's why I'm still stuck in the same place. Or maybe I'm not. Maybe it just hasn't been my time, and my time's coming. And this is going to be amazing, and I'm going to become the writer that I want to be. But anyways, it was also probably just a weed epiphany. But maybe if I could believe in the, no, I'm speaking my future into my existence, instead of feeling silly about it. But that's a whole other issue in itself, right? Anyways, Andrew has a 1982 C10, I think, Chevy truck. I don't know. It's like, what they call it, old school, vintage. I don't know. But he loves it, and he takes it cruising. And I decided to join him, and I never join him because I don't like it. It doesn't have AC. But he always wants me to go, and I never go with him. So I went with him. We went to this little walk up, like, old school hamburger shack or whatever, in Northside. It's like, it used to be Northside. No, what did that used to be called? I don't know. First Ward? I don't know. It's very close to downtown, but now it's getting gentrified. And but that little hamburger shop is still there, so we went and got some nachos, and I put on this song. I think the name of it is Coastline, and by, I think the group is Hollow Coves. What happened?
Okay.
What happened? Oh, okay. Well, Andrew's out here with me. I'm telling my story so I don't forget it, okay, of what happened. Well, it'd also be cool because this would be our conversation and our kids. Like, I have, like, this, I've told you about it, like, the thing that I have, like, that I talk to. When I talk, like, it's my journal or whatever.
I've heard you several times.
Okay, well, that's what this is.
I tend not to listen because that's your life.
I love that you let me have.
Try not to listen because that's something that you're personal for you. So that's, if you want to share with me, you can.
God, I love. Do you see? Oh, that's beautiful, babe. I love that. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, anyways. Let me get back to what I was talking about. So, I put on that song, and we were driving, and I don't even remember. Do you remember? Like, I don't, like, I just started crying, right? Like, I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. When I looked over, you were starting to cry.
Like, I was boo fucking hooing. Like, yeah. And I was just thinking about the life that me and him have shared for the last 28 years. And, like, we both have, like, I don't, childhood trauma. Like, we've both gone through, like, a lot of traumatic shit. Like, our parents, like, you know, and I don't know if it was because of the generation. Like, there just wasn't a lot of guidance. You know, Andrew's parents were divorced when he was very young, and it was a very toxic divorce. So he has a lot of that I don't even think he's healed from. And I'm trying to heal from my shit, but it's, you know, a lot of times I guess I don't want to admit it because I don't know, I feel bad because I guess now as an adult, I can look at it. My childhood, I guess, I don't know if objectively is the right word, but I can just see it from an adult's perspective. And so I can now understand that my parents were just people too, and they didn't know, they could only do as good as they knew how to do. And so I imagine that their upbringing, you know, there wasn't a lot of parenting going on there, not the way we know now, at least, I guess. And so anyways, now as an adult, I can say my mom did the best that she could, like, but as a child, I felt unloved, and I had never really said it out loud, maybe. I don't know. So in a way, I had never, like, admitted that that's what I felt. I don't know. Anyways, it was a moment where I realized that I was still holding on to that. And then I sat back and looked at my life, and I was like, wow, like, it's pretty fucking awesome what we've done, like, with where we came from. Like, yeah, there's a lot of shit that we don't know and that we're not doing right. Like, and I can keep on worrying about that every day, or I can just keep on doing the best that I can, which I think is pretty good when you step back and you see what we've done with our kids. Like, and not saying that, oh, you have to, if you go to college, you know, that's the only way you can be successful. But I believe it offers you a step in the right direction. And that I was able to, that me and Andrew were able to give that to both of our kids, like, that is amazing. And like, that our kids just, not even just that, like, if you're looking at it, but like, my daughter's coming outside right now, and she's about to sit down and get high with my husband. And like, most people, if you said that, they would be like, oh, that's fucking ghetto, right? And or that's just my judgment, because that's how I was taught to see it. But it's not, like, this is the most fucking healthy relationship. Like, we're good. We have good relationships with our kids. Like, it's just, like, we've done, like, like, I'm just really proud of us. And that we're still in love, and that we have every intention of look, they're asking me for the lighter for the weed. And I'm,
you're talking and your cigarette ran out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm still high.
It's because she didn't want the people to know she's smoking a cigarette.
I've already said it on here before. But where, I got lost. I missed my,
You said some, you're talking about how y'all are still in love and y'all are.
Oh, yeah, but so anyways, in the car, I'm listening to that. And it was a scene out of a fucking movie, y'all. Oh, you're burning. Those are brand new shorts, Andrew, aren't they? No. I think the other ones are. Oh. Still. Hey. What was I saying?
Got a lot of distractions going on.
I know, we do.
Not my best, but it's the work.
Oh, but anyways, it was a scene out of a fucking movie, y'all. Like, we're in his cool truck with the windows rolled down, listening to this song. And I'm like, and so I'm boo-hooing. I'm boo-hooing, and I'm sure Andrew's, like, wondering what the fuck is going on. So, the song ends, and I press pause, and I just tell him, like, I'm just so grateful, like, this is such a beautiful life. And I think sometimes we take it for granted, like, or not even granted. We just, or at least me, I still, like, have a lot of my, again, my own issues that I need to release, you know, that I need to let go of. But, but, like, they're not real. They're not even issues. And I, I'm hoping that that was a step in letting that go. But anyways, I was telling Andrew, like, if nothing else, you know, I think, or at least for myself, I'm always like, you know, did I do enough when I don't feel like I'm doing anything with my life? And then I sat in that moment and realized I've done, if this is all I do with my life, like, that was good enough. Like, I told him, like, we may not be here to see it, but we've just set,
if you can help me all day,
hopefully, yeah, we've started
well, like,
what will one day, like, be our legacy. I mean, like, that
at least to about two.
Even if it's our great-great-great-grandkids who will have a picture of me and Andrew, like, and saying, well, they were the first ones. They sent our great-grandmother or our grandmother to college, and that's how this started. And if they hadn't done that, we wouldn't have the empire or the money. Like, that's the shit that we did. And, like, that nobody before us, none of our, you know, ancestors or whatever did before us, we did it. And that's fucking awesome. And that's amazing. And that's beautiful. And what?
He's talking to me.
Oh. They're doing their smoke session. Let me talk. But no. But that was like, I was like, that's pretty fucking awesome. And so I was like, that could be like the opening scene. Like, that's what my story should be. Like, the story that I want to write, that I want to tell, it should be about, like, I have a pretty fucking interesting life story, I think. And it would end with, even if that's the end of our life, like, that's pretty fucking awesome. Like, we did something. Yeah, so that's all.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Have a great Sunday, y'all.
Is that your podcast?
Or yeah. Is that... Yeah, well, that's what I...
Like, keep all of it on.
Yeah, I... This is, like, I...